One of the groups that has made it their responsibility to care for these asylum seekers is Angry Tías and Abuelas. They're a small group of people from the Rio Grande Valley who cross into Matamoros regularly. Today, they're handing out more than 500 gift bags that are filled with toys, books, and chocolates for the kids. Nayeli Barrios is with the Angry Tías and Abuelas.
You know, if we can get some toys to these kids and they'll be smiling and happy for this moment to play with this toy, if we can provide that little joy, then we want to do that.
Team Brownsville, another Rio Grande Valley nonprofit, is also in Matamoros today. Mike Benavides says his organization recently asked the kids to write letters to Santa. Then one of their members posted those letters on Facebook, and the gifts started pouring in.
A little girl asked for a tablet, and you know what? She got a tablet from New Jersey. It's amazing, the things that, and they're from all over the country. Yesterday we were all just in tears as we're putting this together because we were just so touched. And these people, they would send letters in this Amazon box with exactly what the child wished for.
He says the asylum seekers will also be getting tamales today, an effort made possible by his organization and Congressman Filemon Vela. People start lining up to get their food. Daniel Flores, the Bishop of Brownsville, leads a prayer before the migrants dig in.
Señor Dios, Padre Todopoderoso.
Flores says when he looks around and sees people's faces, he knows everyone has a different story that led them here, but he's happy they can share this meal together.
The importance of being able to share something together and not be alone is a great gift, and that's part of what this is about. In fact, that may be the most important thing about what this is about, because it does show to these families that they're not like shunned or cast away, that there are people who want to encounter them as human beings and families.
As volunteers help give out food, a high-profile guest arrives at the tent encampment. Dr. Jill Biden, the former second lady, stops by to help hand out plates filled with tamales to moms, dads, and children. She tours the encampment alongside aid workers and speaks to migrants through a translator. One of the people she met was Melissa, who says she's been here for 7 months.
She's from Honduras. She came here because she had death threats related to organized crime.
And did you come with other members of your family or did you travel alone?
Vino con su familia o vino sola? Ando sola. She came alone.
Alone.
Biden says it was heartbreaking to listen to people's stories today. She criticized the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy for sending asylum seekers back here, a place the federal government considers as dangerous as Afghanistan or Syria.
It's heartbreaking. There's so much danger here for the families, for the young women, for the girls, from kidnapping to sex trafficking to disease to violence. There's so much here that needs to be addressed, and we need to step in and help these people.
Some volunteers at the tent encampment questioned Biden's visit. Lisette Castillo from Brownsville said it's hard not to see Biden's trip as opportunism, as her husband looks to secure the Democratic nomination for president.
You know, Joe Biden has played a direct role in the deportation of almost 3 million people. And to just view this particular policy as one piece and not take into consideration the larger detention and deportation machine that has wreaked so much harm to so many families is just not fair.
Yoali from Guerrero, Mexico says her kids were happy to get toys and food today. She asked that we only use her first name to protect her family's asylum claim. They've been put on a waiting list to enter the U.S., another Trump administration policy known as metering. She expects to be let in any day now. If not, then they'll have to spend Christmas and the New Year here, in the tent encampment, with hundreds of other families. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.